Yeah, thank you. I promised Dr. Kierkegaard that I would not sing or play the harmonica, so you don't have to worry about that as we go through the presentation. And first of all, I'd like to thank the sponsors. This research was sponsored by a large NIFA grant, Regional Approaches to Climate Change, as well as Site-Specific Climate-Friendly Farming. And my co-authors are Tabitha Brown, who's doing a PhD at Washington State University right now, as well as Stephen Taylor, who just completed a master's project. Let's see. So our current nitrogen recommendations are based on production and economic margins. I'm going to concentrate more on the unit nitrogen requirement, that's the UNR right there, but also you've probably seen nitrogen responses to different kinds of nitrogen rates in terms of economic margins in terms of an analysis. And that's supported by a suite of best management practices to minimize some of the adverse environmental effects, improve performance. But the question I'm going to bring to the table here is, how do we know that we've achieved our performance goals? We have a recommendation in place, but how do we know that we actually achieved the goals that we set forth from the beginning? So that's what I'm going to concentrate on today. And so, in effect, the overall goal is to link the evaluation of wheat performance in terms of yield, protein, and nitrogen use efficiency to metrics that can be appreciated by producers on the ground, to put more power into their hands. So currently, that's technologically feasible. Many of you probably know that there's yield monitors and protein sensors that can be in combines on board. Also, we've done research, and you can see the graph to the right. This is just a relationship of the NDRE, that's the red edge, in compared to total above-ground nitrogen. And you can't read this graph, but this total above-ground nitrogen is not concentration. It's not a mass basis, so it's kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So here we are able to start to evaluate, assess above ground nitrogen that is applicable to some of our mass balance approaches to looking at nitrogen use efficiencies. And of course, this can very much enable cumulative assessments of site specific to field scales in terms of some of our wheat performance metrics, and it empowers producers. It puts data into their hands, and this can promote innovation. Nitrogen is a major input economically, and this is an area where they'll be very interested to see kinds of technologies brought to bear on addressing some of their issues. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a introduction to nitrogen use efficiency. I apologize to those that have already seen this type of analysis before, but I'm using basically nitrogen use efficiency components that were developed by, well, Malt, Camperth, and Jackson back in the 80s, and then continued on with some of my own and Dr. Bill Pan's work in the 90s. So nitrogen use efficiency is defined as grain weight over the nitrogen supply. I can use my mouse. Right, grain weight over the nitrogen supply. The nitrogen supply includes not just fertilizer, but other sources of nitrogen that come available to the crop itself. And this is divided into two components or factors. Nitrogen uptake efficiency, that's the amount of nitrogen in the above ground portion of the plant, that's this portion here, divided by the nitrogen supply. And then times the nitrogen utilization efficiency, which is the grain weight divided by the nitrogen in the above ground portion of the plant. And so you're taking the effect, the grain weight, nitrogen above ground portion of the plant. Here's the nitrogen supply down here. Nitrogen fertilizer, NF, is a component of that. And overall, then, we have a meaningful division of nitrogen use efficiency into uptake and utilization efficiencies. So if you look at our current recommendations for soft white winter wheat, they have a unit nitrogen requirement, and this right now in the Pacific Northwest is 2.7 pounds of nitrogen per bushel. So from that standpoint, down here, then that's what we use as part of our recommendation process, and that translates basically to the reciprocal of the nitrogen use efficiency. So this translates into 22.5 kilograms of grain per kilogram of nitrogen supply. And the uptake efficiency, then, is assumed to be 50%. So this goes right into our current recommendations. 50% of the nitrogen uptake efficiency is expected, then, and goes into this number of 2.7. And if we follow this along a little bit further, that's combined with the utilization efficiency. So if you multiply 45 kilograms of grain per kilogram of plant nitrogen times our 50% uptake efficiency, you'll get the 22.5 kilograms of grain per kilogram of nitrogen supply, and the reciprocal of that is our unit nitrogen requirement. So here we go. Our unit nitrogen requirement is based on efficiency assumptions that are useful efficiency assumptions from the standpoint of uptake and utilization. So here's what that looks like overall in a recommendation. nitrogen fertilizer here. We have a yield goal, time our unit nitrogen requirement, minus what our assessments of nitrogen mineralization are, and that might range quite a bit, plus our residual nitrogen in the soil through testing. So in effect then, that's the nitrogen fertilizer equals our grain weight times the reciprocal then of our uptake efficiency times our utilization efficiency, minus our others. So there's our unit nitrogen requirement. There's our fertilizer requirement. Here's our yield goal, uptake efficiencies, and we continue. But this allows assessment then of crop response to nitrogen management if we start to press this a little bit further, and that's what I'm going to do. So here as an example is the Pluth region of the Pacific Northwest, tremendous region from the standpoint of very deep loessial soils, very productive. This is a dryland farming production system. It does have some unique challenges to it. And this is where I bring in my one joke is, you know, the farmers talk about, well, we produce the most wheat per acre in the world from a dryland perspective. And I said, well, yeah, we also have the most acres per acre. So that really, really helps our production systems out. But one thing that we find in this type of diverse environment is this is yield versus grain protein concentration percentage. Look at that shotgun blast. Now, who thought that yield and protein were inversely related? Everybody raised their hands that thought, okay, so, you know, that's what we think. And it's actually true given certain nitrogen use efficiencies. We will find that yield protein will be inverse related. But if we have a range of different use efficiencies in the field, then we find that, oh my gosh, we can have high yielding, high protein locations in the field, like up here, and then low yielding, low protein concentrations in the field as well. So we get a very diverse, this is a hard red spring wheat across a single field with a single rate of nitrogen fertilizer, I might add. So I'm going to bring in some plot scale data with that field scale data. And here's the plot scale data, the nice colors, purple and blue. So this is the typical response we get from nitrogen applications. You can see that first we kind of satisfied some of the yield requirements for nitrogen. Then as we continue to increase our nitrogen rates, we start to put on more protein. So this is grain yield versus protein. 14% is 140 grams per kilogram. And also I put in the overall nitrogen use efficiency graph on this as well. And you can see the plot data conform quite nicely to a nice curve. And this is how we developed our recommendations for hard red spring wheat, coming up with a new unit nitrogen requirement of 3.7 pounds of nitrogen per bushel because we had to get a higher protein level with hard red spring wheat around 14%. But you can see that the field data, this is that same field data I just showed you, it's quite scattered. Oops. And so what's going on with that, and how useful is our overall recommendation here if the nitrogen use efficiency of the field really vary so much and we're not paying attention to that portion of our response? So we're going to break down our overall nitrogen use efficiency into the utilization efficiency as well as the uptake efficiency, and looking at that compared to grain protein. And by and large, we find that our nitrogen utilization efficiency follows a quite predictable curve compared to protein. So this is the field and the plot data all combined together. But look at our uptake efficiency. It's following its own path from the standpoint of what it looks like compared to grain protein. You can see our plot data is following a nice linear decline from the standpoint that's what we'd expect with higher rates of nitrogen fertilizer. And finally achieving our protein goal somewhere around here at an uptake efficiency of about 50% or so. But you can see that our field data is something else in terms of what it looks like from the standpoint of uptake efficiency. And this, a conclusion from this is that, okay, once we get the nitrogen into the plant, it's behaving quite predictably. But we have an issue from the standpoint of nitrogen use uptake efficiency, and how do we work on the uptake efficiency portion of this in order to improve our overall nitrogen management. So from a farmer's perspective, nitrogen uptake efficiency, NT divided by NS, is going to be a difficult thing to measure. And I don't know how, you know, we might get there at some point, but right now we just don't have the technologies to bring to bear to look at nitrogen uptake efficiency. So what we've done to try to examine a proxy for that is to look at what's called the nitrogen balance index. It's a So this is nitrogen in the grain divided by nitrogen fertilizer. So nitrogen in the grain can be estimated from the standpoint of a yield monitor combined with a protein sensor. You can look at concentrations times yield and basically calculate nitrogen in the grain. You can also use some of that remote sense data that I saw that I showed you previously to look at nitrogen in the grain. And divided by then the nitrogen fertilizer that you actually applied. And nitrogen fertilizer, of course, applied can be derived from your variable rate applicator or whatever applicator you're using for nitrogen to get that particular number. And you can see this is the hard red springweed data, both the plot and the field data together. We get a pretty good relationship between this balance index and the uptake efficiency. So this then starts to bring uptake efficiencies into a quantifiable by producers number in terms of the nitrogen balance index. So let's move along with this. Some of Stephen Taylor's work, this is now with soft white winter wheat. I'm going to shift gears a little bit to soft white winter wheat. Here, the protein levels that we're shooting for are lower, much lower than with hard red spring wheat. So we're around 10% or so. We can get docked from the stand at the grain elevator if we get past 10.5 or so. So we're looking at about a 10% protein level. But you can see up here the data again, upper left, we can see this shotgun blast again of yield protein relationships. And what these curves are here are just the high, moderate and low yielding areas of the field. But you can see, and what I wanted to point out is that we kind of maximize yield right about 10% protein or 100 grams per kilogram. So we're using that again as another criteria. If we achieve about 10% protein, we're probably pretty close of achieving our yield goal from the standpoint of maximizing yield. And you can look at the same data that in terms of the utilization efficiency versus grain protein. Again, this very linear almost decline. And then our uptake efficiency compared to the nitrogen balance index having a quite good relationship as well. So now I've put together different kinds of data. I'm ready to put a little schematic together in terms of developing performance classes. So very simple and interpretable by growers, performance classes based on protein levels. And here we have protein greater or equal to 100 or 10%. And then it branched or less than that in the other case. And as we continue along with the analysis, then we bring in the nitrogen balance index. And what I forgot to show you was that for our uptake efficiency versus our nitrogen balance index, at about 1 in terms of the nitrogen balance index, we're around 50% or greater in terms of the uptake efficiency. So when we go back to this performance class, if we're above or equal to 1, and again, these are somewhat subjective, you might expect higher efficiencies in terms of, or shoot for higher efficiencies, and you could certainly do that from the standpoint of what this looks like. But performance class 1 then would be where you had achieved your goals, okay? You hit it, the mark in terms of yield and protein levels. Darn. And if you're less than 1, however, in terms of the uptake efficiency or the nitrogen balance index, then you probably applied too much nitrogen. Very interpretable, class 2. If we didn't achieve our protein, but we have a fairly high nitrogen balance index, that means that we didn't apply enough nitrogen fertilizer in that case, so class 3. And then if our protein is less than 10% and our uptake efficiency is poor as well, we have to punt in terms of thinking about our nitrogen management a little bit differently. Perhaps it's timing or other issues, but applying more nitrogen is not going to solve your problem. It's being taken up at very low efficiencies and you're not achieving your goals. So this is what this looks like across a particular field. So again, the green is where we hit it. In terms of class 1, class 2 in the lighter green, the under-fertilized is the orange here in this particular field, and then class 4 is the red. So here we have a field that's been evaluated with very interpretable types of performance classes. This is under a given rate of nitrogen. So mapping these, it's a postmortem assessment from the standpoint of looking, did we achieve our goals or not? But this can be used to start to look at how can we improve our nitrogen management to get more into class 1, hopefully, from the standpoint of our performance. So responses quite highly to different nitrogen managements and strategies. It's site and time specific. Integrating yield protein and NU evaluation could improve our nitrogen management. So let's start to integrate these together. And assessing this performance, I think, could really stimulate some producer-driven innovation and the enabling science and technology is available in a lot of cases and advancing. So with that, I'm done.